Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Right. And persecution can be intense.
Yes.
It can be. There are people in the world right now. Every time they go to church, they are taking their life in their hands.
Yes.
Every time their preacher stands up and reads a verse, he knows it may be the last time he sees the light of day. May be executed. And people have their properties taken away from them, and people are beaten, and people... It's still going on today. And if you preach and believe the truth, right here in the good old USA, people will write you ugly letters. They'll say less than kind things about you and to you, try to hurt you, lie on you, try to stop your financial support, say things to this one and that one, try to hinder you, what you're doing. There are lots of different ways to suffer without being diseased.
That's right.
Or without not having enough money to pay your bills and be able to eat,
right.
Do what you need to do. Is there a suffering that's according to the will of God? There is. But it's not suffering the curse of the law.
That's right.
It's suffering persecution, it's suffering paying the price that it takes to get this job done down here. Was Paul willing to do it?
Yes.
He was willing and he did it.
Yes.
Is he a good example?
Yes.
Should we follow him?
Yes,
go to 1 Peter, please, the second chapter. Verse 19. 1 Peter 2:19. This is thankworthy. If a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, and you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. He mentions two reasons for suffering here, doesn't he? Suffering because of your conscience toward God versus suffering because of your own faults and mistakes.
Right.
We need to distinguish, because there's a whole lot of Christians that are going through a lot of stuff and claiming it's for the glory of God, and it's not. It's just suffering because of making mistakes.
Right.
And there's no reward in it, and there's no glory in it.
Right.
But there is, keep reading verse 21, for hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in His steps. The Master suffered in our stead, and we're not to suffer any of that. He also suffered as our example. We must distinguish between those two categories of suffering. And those things, how many know people mocked him and made fun of him and tried to hurt him and tried to kill him for preaching the gospel? That same thing happened to Paul and Peter and many of those that have followed since then. Persecution. Jesus is an example in that area. Verse 22. He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Keep reading. Who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. If there's a lot of persecution and pressure, that's what we do too. You just present, you trust the Lord, right, to take care of you. And verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Why would you put that right in the middle of this? To me, it's like saying, now I'm not talking about suffering being sick. He is talking about suffering, but right in the middle of it, he wants to remind you, you're healed from that by what Jesus did as our substitute and our sacrifice. So he uses the phrase of saying, those that are suffering according to the will of God, let them entrust their soul into the safekeeping of the Lord. Count on Him. If we follow the Lord all the way, it's going to cost us something. You believe it? It's going to cost us something. And not just a little bit. And if all you're interested in is the benefits that we can get from living for the Lord and serving Him, you're not seeing the whole picture, are you? There's more to it. We got to be willing to spend, like Paul said, spend and be spent.
Yes.
And do it gladly,
yes,
willingly. Use up our time, our energies, our days, our strength, our youth, our middle age, our whole life, all our resources, all our opportunities, that there's no price that's too high, no cost that's too great to do what we were put down here to do. Right? Is it going to cost us, saints? Did Jesus say it's going to cost us? He did. But is that a bad thing? We learned a great verse on closing last week. Anybody remember the verse you're supposed to know now? Romans 8:18. What does it say?
I reckon.
That the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You get into this morbid, depressed, suffering for Jesus. We're just doing the best we can. I hope we make it in. No joy, no peace, no faith. Is that what God's talking about? Is that how Paul was? Is that how Jesus was? No. No. Paul writes a letter from a Philippian jail cell. And about every two or three verses he says, rejoice. I say it again. Rejoice, rejoice all the time. He's writing from a dungeon. He was in the dungeon, but the dungeon wasn't in him. It was costing him, but he didn't even compare it to the glory that was being revealed and going to be revealed. In his mind, like we studied with Moses last week, the cost didn't even compare. Was it worth it? Well, way beyond. Doesn't even compare.
I reckon
that the sufferings of this present time are what? They're not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now this is a faith perspective. This is a believer view. Unbelievers don't think like this. Unbelievers are not willing to sacrifice today for tomorrow. They'd rather sacrifice tomorrow for what you can get today. But Moses, he was willing to give up being Pharaoh's family and everything that went with that package, being rich and do anything he wants to, have anything he wants to. He was willing to give all that up and suffer with the people of God. Right? Because he had respect, the Bible said, for the reward that was coming. And all of his running buddies at the palace in Egypt, they've been dead for how long?
A long time.
And where are they? And what is their life? Who knows them or cares? But we're talking about Moses.
That's right.
He'll never be forgotten.
That's right.
How many of Moses is going to be a part of this thing forever?
Yes.
Everybody in heaven knows Moses. Everybody forever is going to know Moses. Why? Because he made the right choice. When he was in this life down here, he was willing for it to cost him in worldly stuff so he could do God's things. And he had respect to the reward. Now, he didn't start off that way. Go to Exodus, the third chapter. You know, I think sometimes we forget our faith heroes. Many of them didn't start out very heroically. They had some rough starts. Slow starts. Difficult. Launching times. You know what I mean by that? Moses made that choice and he killed that Egyptian, you know, hit him in the sand, and he thought that all of the Hebrew people would go, glory to God, Moses is going to be our Savior and lead us out of this place. Thank God for Moses. But just the next day, he tries to mediate between some folks having some trouble, and you know, he's sensing this call on his life. Is he supposed to lead these people? Is he supposed to judge these people and help settle the problems? Yeah, even in his youth, he senses that. And the guy turns around and says, "Who made you a ruler, a judge over me?" And they didn't want him. Do you know people have historically rejected God's choice over and over again? God would select and choose. How many believe God knows what He's doing when He makes a choice? He knows the end from the beginning. And yet, again and again, people have seen God's choice and said, "No, we don't want that. No, thanks. We're going to choose our own." Over and over again. Jesus Himself, He came unto His own, and what? His own received Him not. They didn't receive Him. So anyway, Moses realizes, man, it's just a matter of time till it gets back to Pharaoh, what I'm doing, what I'm trying to do, and I'm a dead man. And so he runs, and winds up off the grid.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.